relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Matt Whitaker.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's Matt Whitaker subbing today, and we're going to be joined here in a minute by Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots, and excited to talk to her about the movement that really... was much needed, it was necessary, and I think ultimately has changed the course of American history. So, Jenny Beth, welcome to America First. There she is. Jenny Beth, it's Matt Whitaker. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I am good. It's so good to be with you, Matt.
No, it's good to be with you. And I've been looking forward to this ever since we got it scheduled. And I guess, you know, first of all, sort of tell me... you know, sort of about the Tea Party movement, where we are, and where it's going. And
well, thank you so much for asking me this. You know, we started a decade ago, so this modern day version of the Tea Party movement is a decade old. And I always remind people we didn't start the Tea Party. Sam Adams started the Tea Party. We're just right now the people in our generation who are holding the torch of freedom and liberty so we can pass that on to the next generation, our children and our grandchildren, just like our grandparents and people before them passed it on to us. We stand for personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. And clearly, we still have a lot more work to do to get to that debt-free future. But what we have seen over the last decade and what we've been involved in being able to help affect is the tax reform that President Trump passed. We began calling for that in 2013 at our Audit the IRS rally. And it took until 2017 before we actually saw it come to fruition. We're out of the Iran deal, which we also had a rally about in front of the Capitol that then candidate Trump spoke at. We helped save the Supreme Court. And in 2014, our supporters told us that even if their choice in the primary elections was not nominated, they still wanted us to support Republicans so that we could win the Senate from Democrat control so that President Obama would not have a rubber stamp on the things he was doing that might need Senate approval. Because of what we did in 2014, we laid the groundwork to be able to help hold that seat open when Justice Scalia died and eventually help with the election of President Trump and get Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. So we've had a lot of wins. We've had some losses, too, and also some things that maybe are a loss of the battle, but not a loss of the war. We know we're not going to get everything we want right away, but even when we lose, we keep on standing for our values. And as we look at the future, we're doing another rally on September 19th. That's a Thursday in front of the Capitol, and the theme of it is Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom. And at that rally, we are prepared to also make sure we're taking a stand against impeachment, with 136 House Democrats calling for at least an impeachment inquiry. We think it's important we're in Washington, D.C., and ready to defend the president.
Right. And what you mentioned just there, I want to emphasize how delicate, really, the battle against socialism has become, and how we have members of the House on the Democrat side that are card-carrying members of the Socialist Party. Their idea for America is as a socialist state, which is inconsistent with, you know, the founders of our country. They gave us a republic if we could keep it. And in the battle every day for individual liberty and individual responsibility. And so, I mean, I think your organization obviously stands for those principles of the founders of our country. And really, you know, I think it's so important that people continue to organize. I mean, you know, freedom of assembly is one of our most sacred rights and constitutional in the Bill of Rights. And so I think that, you know, the association with a group like your group is so important to make sure that the torch of liberty doesn't burn out.
Well, thank you for that. And you're absolutely right. And what we're seeing right now, it's scary and it's infuriating at the same time. When we see these people on the left who are calling, they're not just calling for more socialism, they're calling themselves socialists. And they think that America needs to be a socialist country. They don't do what President Kennedy said. They're not asking what they can do for our country. They're actually asking what they can get from their fellow Americans and from their country. And they don't want to put America first. They want to put themselves first. And really, they want to make sure that we are all equal and nobody has anything more or less than anyone else. And all that's going to do is drag everyone down so we're equally miserable.
Well, and really, it's such a disingenuous platform that these socialists run on, because they are not trying to help the people of America that need the help. They're not trying to create an economy that creates jobs. They're not trying to create, you know, a system where families raise children and get them educated and they contribute to society in all sorts of meaningful ways. All they want is political power, raw political power, and to be in charge so that then they can give out just enough from the government largesse that they'll can maintain those seats that they've been elected to. It's really, I think it's crass, it's insincere, and I think at some point in time, you know, this style of politics, and I think the president is doing a really good job of laying bare some of these things that politicians are promising and the personalities that are out there promising it. And you know, kind of your group in the rally that you mentioned coming up on the steps of the Capitol against socialism is so important. That folks that are listening and folks here in Washington, D.C. and around the country understand that there are others that feel strongly about these same issues.
That is exactly right. And we did what I would say is a mini documentary. It was like a 9-minute video about a man from Venezuela who kind of told his story about what he encountered in Venezuela and why he ultimately had to flee that country and come to America and start over in America. And we sent that out to our email list and put it on our social media. And within 48 hours, we had 14 other people who were emailing us and contacting us and saying, I'm from a socialist country or I'm from a communist country. Can you tell our story? And we're working to raise money so we can get all those, to document all those stories. But there are people around our country who have lived under socialism and lived under communism. They know what happens. They've watched their countries fall, or they grew up and were born into a country that had no freedom. And we owe it to our past generations and our future generations to preserve freedom. And not only for our own country, but if we don't maintain freedom, if we don't hold that torch of liberty and keep it lit, other countries won't be able to look to an example for what freedom looks like. It's so important that we do that, and I'm so thankful that President Trump is working to make sure that America is first and that we take care of our country. I always think of what he's doing as the oxygen mask in an airplane. You have to take care of yourself so you can take care of everyone else, and that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Do you think that the situation of framing capitalism versus socialism have we lost a generation that didn't grow up with the menace of the Soviet Union and all things communist and socialist and the Iron Curtain and all that? Have we lost a generation that doesn't understand kind of what the stakes are here?
I think that we have a generation who does not understand what the stakes are, but I don't think they're lost. I think they just need to understand more. And I think that a lot of the people who think this, maybe not elected officials, but people who follow them, they do mean well. They have good intentions. Yeah. They just don't understand that what their tactics to achieve their end goal.
All right.
It's not going to give them what they want.
I got to go, Jenny Beth. Thank you for your time. This is Matt Whitaker on America First.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I sleep on his incredible pillows, and I've never slept so well. Now you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code Gorka, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468 for these great radio specials. On America First, let's get back to the show with Matt Whitaker.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Dr. Gorka, for loaning me your mic today. I am excited to be here. In this segment, we're going to talk about the impending, if you're watching the news, you see that there is a hurricane coming, or at least it is currently over about Puerto Rico, and all of the maps and the models appear to have it heading on a course to somewhere in Florida. And this, you know, I wanted to take this minute and just really talk to the listeners here about hurricanes and the hurricane season. And it seems like every year we learn something new about hurricanes and their devastating toll. And I know that those in Florida and the entire Atlantic coast, together with the Caribbean, Gulf of Mexico, and Texas have had all sorts of hurricanes over the years of devastating proportion. And so you can't understate how dangerous they are. But, you know, I found an article that I thought was interesting and framed this particular hurricane, Hurricane Dorian, as why it could be a little different or more impactful than the run-of-the-mill hurricane, which in my experience there's never a run-of-the-mill hurricane because every one of the cable news networks sends their people down there. We were laughing earlier how people that don't understand Florida, one of the cameras they showed was actually looking out into the Gulf of Mexico instead of looking to the Atlantic from which this Hurricane Dorian is going to come. And so much of these predictive models are just, it's hard to know exactly. I'm looking at the travel path and the projected path, and and they're predicting right now that this hurricane could hit anywhere or be anywhere from south, really into the Florida Keys, south of Miami, all the way up to Savannah, Georgia, north of Jacksonville. And so, I mean, right now, and landfall is predicted somewhere Monday night or Tuesday morning of next week. But, you know, one of the things that this article highlights is that it's probably going to hit the coast, wherever it hits, in the dark at night, which could be a little more dangerous. You know, it could be at this point in time, we don't know, but it could be at the time of landfall of Category 4, which is a big deal and a big hurricane with winds of 130 to 156 miles an hour. I think the two bigger concerns, one is that it's going to be slow, and so it could linger and could dump a lot of rain on the East Coast and the Atlantic seaboard, and that would obviously cause all sorts of flooding. But this is one thing I did not know as a non-native Floridian and someone from Iowa that never had to deal with hurricanes, and that is that this Friday marks the start of Florida's king tides, which makes this hurricane more devastating because the king tides are when the highest tides will be in any given period. And so, so you're going to have a high tide together with a hurricane. That could cause a lot of coastal flooding, push a lot of water together with those rains, and that could be a really serious situation. So you don't want to downplay this, but you know, the thing that I always happens without fail in any hurricane season, and especially this time of the year, is you can guarantee that the cable news stations, especially CNN, will go all in, distribute all of their correspondents to Florida or wherever they think, and then they'll stand there, oftentimes in great peril, trying to report as the hurricane hits landfall. So we should expect that model must be successful to the broadcast cable media, and so we should expect to see more of that. But of course, you can't have a hurricane without the immediate politics of a hurricane, and that's what I wanted to talk about. A long lead-in to sort of what I really wanted to talk about, which is some of these news stories where former Canadian Prime Minister says, I hope this hurricane destroys Trump's home. I mean, this former Canadian Prime Minister who served, I guess, for 5 months, and that's why I actually hadn't heard of this person, Kim Campbell, says, quote, I'm rooting for a direct hit on Mar-a-Lago. The Trump haters are always going to wish nothing but bad and ill will on this president, and it's really extraordinary the number of people that are wishing this type of I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemies, but obviously former Prime Minister of Canada Kim Campbell feels that this would be a nice opportunity to destroy Mar-a-Lago, which is a really unfortunate. And then if you saw this, we're going to cut three here in a second, but it's a CNN panel clashed over whether the president is treating Puerto Rico and Florida different. So, John, let's go to cut three.
Look, the hurricane is now headed to Florida, which, as you mentioned, it has 9 Trump properties. It also has 29 electoral votes versus Puerto Rico, where there are certainly 3 million American citizens, which I think this president forgets conveniently, and clearly 0 electoral votes. And so I think that there is not a coincidence in terms of the difference in which this president has treated the American citizens living in Puerto Rico since 2 years ago with Hurricane Maria. And then now when he blamed the island for being in the path of the hurricane in the first place.
Well, I mean, that's extraordinary. And I always, having been on TV, both CNN, right before I became chief of staff of the Department of Justice, and now doing a little bit on Fox News and other broadcast opportunities, it never ceases to amaze me what these contributors and these analysts will say. Typically, the reporters, unless they're in a round table and they start, saying, kind of what their personal opinions are, they don't get too far down the field. But some of these people, especially on CNN, that they bring on, they take their takes and are so extraordinary and so ungrounded in fact or any kind of substance that they get to say this and then no one holds them to account. And so, I saw this this quote, and really it ended up in a dispute with Scott Jennings, who's another one of their analysts and who worked in the Bush administration. And really, I thought Scott made really good points, and that the president is not looking at the electoral politics of Puerto Rico or Texas or Florida. The president is his point is that we give Puerto Rico a lot of money to recover from the last hurricane several years ago, and their political leadership is so poor, especially I think he's pointed out the mayor of San Juan as one example, Carmen Yulin Cruz, who he has, the president has referred to as incompetent. And I don't think an objective standard would probably point that she is incompetent. And her inability to help Puerto Rico and San Juan recover, is something that the president's right on. I mean, there is political failure there. You can throw money at problems. And I saw this at the Department of Justice. You can throw money at problems, but it takes extraordinary leadership to take those resources and really apply them to good. And the people of Puerto Rico deserve better leadership. They deserve better politicians. And at the same time, we're gonna I think Governor DeSantis is gonna do an extraordinary job if and when this hurricane hits landfall on probably Monday night, and again he'll be held to account by the voters, but I expect that the same resources will be better used by that political leadership in Florida than it has been in Puerto Rico. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on the politics of hurricanes and all things that happen in Washington, D.C. You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I am Matt Whitaker sitting in for Sebastian Gorka, and we will be right back.
following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Matt Whitaker. Welcome back. Today is the last day of Dr. Gorka's campaign to help food for the poor. Rush emergency shipments of food to displaced children and families on the Venezuela-Colombia border. On this final day, I thought it would be appropriate to share one more time the heartfelt words of Food for the Poor's executive director, Angel Aloma.
for those of us like myself who have 9 beautiful grandchildren, that every one of those little children who are starving have grandparents who think they're the most beautiful children and the most intelligent children in the world. And the pain and suffering, not just of the death of those children, but of parents and grandparents who will mourn them for their entire life afterwards. And that memory will haunt them for life. We have to do something about this situation. We have to do it, not tomorrow, not 2 days later, because life will get in the way and we'll forget. We have to do it now.
Right now, your one-time gift of $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals through Food for the Poor. Just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, this is our final day. So, once more, go to sebgorka.com or call toll-free 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Good cause, last day, do what you can, sebgorka.com. This is Matt Whitaker subbing in for Sebastian Gorka. Excited to be here today. Before I went to the last break, we were talking about the politics of hurricanes, and I certainly, my thoughts and prayers are with everyone in the path of this hurricane. Knowing and having friends in Florida and from Florida, I know that these are always very frightening moments, especially when it's days away and it's uncertain as to where exactly the hurricane is going to have landfall. So we'll be watching very carefully over the course of the next couple of days as the route for this hurricane is more set, and we'll be thinking about all those that are in its path. And be safe out there, especially for those in its path in Florida and Georgia, possibly. Coming back to the president and the politics of hurricanes, we were talking at the break that this president can't win in this situation, right? I mean, he has a very busy schedule. Obviously, natural disasters are very serious issues that the president needs to be up on and be ready to respond and have his administration respond, whether it's through FEMA or other assets of the federal government, and make sure they're coordinating with the states and local. But one of the things we see is, the president, was, I believe, scheduled to go out of the country for meetings and decided that he would stay and monitor this particular hurricane. And obviously, those cheap shots that he's only doing it because he cares about Florida. And at the same time, if he had gone out of the country, then it would be that he didn't care. And so, I mean, I think it's oftentimes these politicians are criticized no matter what they do. And it's really too bad that we can't just expect that the president of the United States will be paying attention to everything that's going on in Florida, and at the same time do every other job that he has to do. I saw this president when I was acting attorney general up close and personal, and I know that he can multitask. He can do things. I remember there was a lot of criticism of him while we had the Mueller investigation going on, that he was all these news reports were saying how distracted he was by it. And at the same time, you heard in the last hour from Hogan Gidley at the White House of all the accomplishments, and that is from the president driving these issues that I saw firsthand as I served as acting attorney general. So we here at the Sebastian Gorka Show obviously believe in freedom and liberty, and I think it's one of our most important charges is to protect freedom and liberty at every turn. And one of the things that I think we need to do as American citizens, and again, I've both been inside of administrations, both the Bush and the Trump administration, and I have been a private citizen in the private economy. And one of the things that we can all do, I think, to be better patriots is to not only to keep our heads down and to do our jobs with great enthusiasm, but it's also to support the men and women of both law enforcement and the military. I think I wanted to use this last minute before our next break to really to thank the men and women of both the military and law enforcement and first responders, and just to say that we appreciate them so much. I know when I was the attorney general, I would go around and talk to law enforcement, sheriff deputies, police officers, and just thank them and say that we had their back and they had our thanks. And so as we head into this next break, I just wanted to make sure that that message gets out. We're going to have Daniel Cameron from Kentucky, who's running for Attorney General, up after this next break. And I'm looking forward to talking to him and introducing him to the listeners of the show. This is Matt Whitaker sitting in for Sebastian Gorka on America First.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you? Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain? Is it your knees, your back, your shoulder? I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their three-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone just by taking four little capsules in the morning and four little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It's just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? Relieffactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Matt Whitaker.
And welcome back to America First. And this is Matt Whitaker, and I'm excited to be joined here shortly with Daniel Cameron, who's a a really interesting guy that I happened to meet in the last several months. He's out there running to be the next Attorney General of the state of Kentucky. And, you know, I know that some of the listeners are like, well, I'm not in Kentucky, so why are we talking to Daniel? And my experience with this is not only is he going to be the next Attorney General of Kentucky, he's going to be a public servant that is going to do great things for our country. And I'm marking it right now that I think he is the right guy for this job. And when he calls in here in a minute, we're going to have a chance to get to know him a little bit and find out what's important to him and what's on his mind and why he is and why he's doing what he's doing. And so I think on the phone right now, I'm joined by Daniel Cameron. How are you tonight? Mr. Cameron, it's Matt Whitaker. You're on America First.
How are you, General? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. Well, I hope that we can both call each other General at some point in time. That's what former and current attorney generals do. So I assume you're out hustling in the state of Kentucky, meeting as many voters as you can.
You're exactly right. We've had a drug opioid epidemic event we did today for International Overdose Awareness Day earlier, and speaking to a group this evening as well, writing some thank you notes to folks that have been generous enough to support this campaign. You hear in Kentucky, we've got 120 counties, and so I've been traveling east, west, north, and south for the last few months since I jumped in this race on January 22nd. Was fortunate to win the Republican primary on May 21. So we've had a lot of good interactions, engagements with folks all across the Commonwealth that just want this office to function in the way that I've tried to articulate and get back to the bread and butter basics.
Yeah, and one of the things, before we jump into the specifics, and I know one of those is something that I promised when we met that I was going to help you with, and that is cooperating with federal law enforcement on some of these important issues like fentanyl and opioid overdoses. But I can't have you on this show, having done my research for the show, realizing that you were also a college football player.
I was, but I think you probably were a little more successful than I was. I tell people, I played at the University of Louisville, and we had when I was there, we won the Liberty Bowl, went to the Gator Bowl, and won the Orange Bowl, and I played safety and special teams, but I tell people that I had the best seat in the house, which was on the bench. I ended up rooting for other people that were a lot more talented than I was, but it is it always good to talk to somebody, you know, that has had a very similar experience in playing college football. Yeah. So I appreciate us sharing that.
Well, and isn't this the most wonderful time of the year? I know, I mean, Christmas, obviously, birth of our Savior is a big deal, okay. But college football season, yeah. and how long, you know, it only when it comes around, and now that we got these games, we had games last night, we'll have games on Saturday. It's a great time. I realize in the fall where all my extra time is going, and that is watching whether it's not my favorite, my beloved Hawkeyes, or it's whatever the game of the moment is, because I just love watching those college students give everything they can for the school they love, and it just brings back such great memories.
I'm right there with you. I love this season, and there's something about the smell of the grass that sort of kicks back into gear those old football instincts. And I'm a University of Louisville ticket season football ticket holder, and so I'll be going to our first game Monday night after doing a couple of parades earlier that day. And it is always a welcome part of the year when we've got college football again.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the opioid crisis. I think Kentucky has been really hit. Obviously, kind of that Appalachia area was dramatically hit by this opioid crisis and the number of drug overdose deaths, which we brought down a little bit in 2018 from 2017, but there's still so much work to do. I think we still lost over 68,000 people to drug overdose, a lot of that fentanyl, a lot of that opioids, a lot of that heroin. And so let's talk about kind of what you're seeing in your home state of Kentucky and what, as Attorney General, you're going to do to help, ebb the tide of that situation.
That's right. Well, we've certainly, in many ways, here in Kentucky, been the epicenter for the drug epidemic. And as has been noted, there was a little bit of a reduction here, as was reflected by the national numbers. But I mentioned today in the remarks I gave at the International Overdose Awareness event, was that we can't sit back and rest on our laurels. A lot of that reduction has to do with the fact that Narcan is more readily available and people are able to resuscitate individuals that have overdosed. And also that the drug of choice in many regards has changed. We are actually seeing a lot of crystal meth being brought in by Mexican cartels into drug cartels into the Commonwealth. So we have to stay vigilant. I think the responsibility of the Attorney General here in the Commonwealth is to really renew and reclaim the promise of being the chief law enforcement officer here in Kentucky, and working very diligently with our federal law enforcement community and our state law enforcement partners to make sure that we're creating synergies that better improve the sharing of intel across our respective law enforcement community, and also that we are really utilizing some of the federal resources that are available, whether it be through the Office of National Drug Control Policy or whether it be through the Burn JAG or other relative or respective programs that exist. I know a lot of our folks in the law enforcement community really value those resources to help with our drug interdiction efforts. So we're going to continue to partner very strongly with our federal law enforcement community to get a handle on this drug epidemic. Another thing that I think in terms of really being at the forefront, I was just telling people today, and I announced that if I'm to become the Attorney General, we're going to have what's called the Attorney General's Ambassador Program, which would effectively will be comprised of men and women all across all 120 counties here in Kentucky that will help make the point, because they've either been impacted directly or indirectly, that the drug epidemic is a scourge and kids need to be aware of the long-term effects of this. So I'm excited about really the opportunity to serve in this role.
Yeah, and I can't agree with you more. Before we go to break, how can people get follow your campaign?
Thank you.
All right. That was Daniel Cameron in Kentucky. This is Matt Whitaker on America First.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you
well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Matt Whitaker.
And I am Matt Whitaker. It's good to be with you. You can follow me on Twitter at MattWhitaker46. I want to cover really quickly this story regarding Ilhan Omar, congresswoman from Minnesota, and what she had to say recently.
We're really losing our moral high ground. It doesn't make any sense for us to be committing these kind of human rights violations, to have these policies in the way that we interact with migrants and asylum seekers. So we should do what any other country does by dealing with this situation in a serious way. So we have to bring in the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, an agency that has the expertise and the training to handle massive flows of refugees humanely.
Now remember, this is the same congresswoman that has called for the entire elimination of the Department of Homeland Security. And remember, Homeland Security does a lot of different things. So this would also call for the elimination of protecting our critical infrastructure and getting rid of anyone that's trying to protect us from election interference or hacking into our critical infrastructure. This is also, remember, the Coast Guard is in DHS, and so this would eliminate the Coast Guard. So our borders would be even less secure, and our seas would be less secure. And Chinese-made fentanyl and cocaine from Colombia and all the things that are coming over the seas would be unchecked if you eliminated DHS. You know, I think instead of these irresponsible politicians calling for the elimination of a whole department like DHS that does such an important mission and has over 200,000 employees, including the CBP, the Border Patrol agents, and the Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE and CBP, we need to fully fund those and their mission and support those folks that have the toughest jobs that are being undercut by these politicians that are trying to score cheap political points instead of keep America safe and keep America sovereign from what is happening on our southern border. And, you know, they could also be working on, I haven't heard Representative Omar even talk about the loopholes from our immigration system. And again, you saw with the Flores regulations that came out immediately, some judge in California was able to issue a nationwide injunction, frustrating again the very purpose of the executive branch to do their jobs. As you can tell, I get passionate about these issues because I was there on the front line working with DHS when I was at DOJ on these important issues. And so when we get back at the top of the next hour after this break, I'm going to have Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of the state of Florida. We're going to talk about opioids, fentanyl, heroin, and hurricanes. And so you are currently listening to Matt Whitaker subbing in for Sebastian Gorka on America First.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Labor Day is almost here, and Blinds.com is celebrating all your hard work by offering you huge savings on custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice. Now through September 3rd, save up to 50% on everything during Blinds.com's huge Labor Day sale. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.